What if everything you have deemed as impossible really was possible? What have you known and believed was possible your whole life? You just didn't know how to actualize it. Come and discover a world of infinite possibilities on Outside the Impossible with Venus Castleberg. On this show, we will share pragmatic tools to create the life and living you truly desire. And now, your host, Venus Castleberg.
Hello, welcome back. Thank you for those of you who listened last week. That was super fun for me, and I'm excited to be here again with you. Last week we talked about dreaming of the impossible. And I named this show Outside the Impossible because I've come to really believe and know in my own personal life that anything is possible, even the things that we have deemed or believe that are impossible. And so I thought I would start this show with, you know, kind of these four key topics around, you know, getting us to a place where we can be and believe and know that things are possible. So last week, like I said, it was about dreaming of the impossible, and it was encouraging you guys to like dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before. Not just the little things that you've already decided you can't have and can't do, but would you be willing to dream bigger than that? Would you be willing to ask for more than that? Would you be willing to reach for more than that? And I was just curious in that whole light of last week was really about like, how do we ask and to ask for more? And then I'm curious, did you actually write it down? Did you take the time to not have it be that fleeting thought that goes through your mind when somebody says, you know, what's your dream? What do you want to actualize in your life? What do you want your life to look like? But really taking the time to write that down, and how vital the writing down piece of it is. And then the encouragement to just ask for bigger, ask for more. I had an example of that. I was thinking about, it was kind of funny because years ago, so some of my background, I started in alternative healthcare 20 years ago, and I started with massage, and then I, you know, tried a bunch of different modalities and kind of was always on this search for there's got to be an easier way. There's got to be, something that holds, something that sticks. Because I, you know, I'll use massage as an example. When I started with massage, I would see the same people for the same aches and pains every single week. And I was like, okay, so what is it that has these aches and pains coming back? What is it that, why isn't this actually changing? And so then there was this constant search for like, okay, so what would create change? And I've studied hypnotherapy and homeopathy and Reiki and nutrition. And like, I think at one point I sat down and I've studied like over 20 different modalities. And that's irrelevant. That's not to boast. That's just saying, okay, I really kept seeking and I kept going, there's got to be an easier way and something that holds. And when I discovered Access Consciousness 6 years ago, I was amazed at not only that the changes held for me, but that they created so much more joy and ease in my life. There's been a lot of modalities that I've studied over the years, and I highly encourage you to find what works for you. I have no point of view about my path being the right path. We all have to find the modalities and the things that work for us. And please, by all means, do that. I'm just sharing personally what I discovered. And when I discovered Access Consciousness and the level of ease and joy and the things that changed that never came back, really had me go, this is amazing. And I still will ask, you know, is there an easier way? Is there still more? Is there still something else? And I think I'll be forever a seeker. That's just natural for me. And at the same time, I bring up access consciousness because that really is my primary modality now and what I facilitate the most. And I was looking at my history, my journey with that, and how much access changed things for me, and things that I'd been working on for years and didn't believe I could even changed with the tools of access consciousness. And I share that because especially today we're going to be doing, it's, you know, I chose the topic of today is clearing the road to the impossible. Sometimes you have to get the junk out of the way before you can start to actualize and receive the possibilities in your life. And so some of these, a lot of these tools that we're going to use today are access consciousness tools that have changed my life. And I highly encourage you that, you know, if something I say feels heavy for you, heaviness is a lie for you. And so I would say just throw it out. But if there's something that I say or some clearing that I do or something that I bring up that makes you feel lighter, it possibly could be true for you. And if you feel better after these shows, awesome. And if you don't, then I don't know if I would listen to them. So again, just wanting to encourage you to find what works for you and find your own path. And for those of you who are here listening to this, and I desire for it to be a contribution and just to share that what has happened for me and how much has changed for me because of these amazing tools and the tools of access consciousness and Gary Douglas and Dane here, the founders. So last week, asking for something more, asking for bigger, asking and writing it down and believing that it's possible is the first step. Now I say that, and then as soon as I say that, I'm going to also say, most of the time you don't believe it's possible because somebody else told you it was impossible, or society, or your parents, or your peers, or your teachers. There was somebody somewhere along the line, and maybe even another lifetime ago, who knows, that says that you can't have that, that that's not possible for you, that you don't deserve it. So everything that has you believe that somehow you don't deserve it, or it's not possible, or you can't have it, everybody else can have it, but not you. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate that times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So what I just said was actually the clearing statement. I touched on it at the end of the show last week. Theclearingstatement.com is a great place. Dr. Dane here goes into detail about the clearing statement, how it works, what it does. In essence, it just clears a bunch of layers of stuff that's no longer serving us and that gets in our way of choosing what's best for us. And I'll be using that clearing statement a lot in the show, and it'll be an ongoing thing. And just so you know, you can do more research on it. And again, if what I clear out makes you feel lighter, great. And if it makes you feel heavier, then you can throw it out with the garbage. You can just throw it out. Just ignore it. So believing it's possible is the first step, and then clearing out other people's junk, including the naysayers. So did you know that 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not even yours? 98%. So that means we're like walking, talking sponges, like SpongeBob. Like just walking around, absorbing everybody else's stuff. This is their beliefs, this is their feelings, this is their emotions, this is their aches and pains in their bodies, whatever it is. 98%. Isn't that crazy? So if 98% of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions are not even yours, then what do you do with them? So there's this great tool in Access Consciousness called Return to Sender. And it's basically just acknowledging that your feeling, the feelings you're feeling, the thoughts you're thinking, all that stuff is not really yours. And you can just return it to sender. Now, I know a lot of people, and I was one of these as well. Like, I was like, well, I don't want to make it worse for them, like returning it to sender. I don't want to make it harder on them. So the truth is, you can't change anything for anyone that is their path, their journey. They have to change it themselves. So if you try to take on their pain, their suffering, their struggles, you can't take it from them. So great news, now you both have it. So return to sender is just saying, that's not mine. That's not my journey. It's not my job to fix it, to change it. The truth is, it's not even possible for that to happen. Like, you can't take it from them. They have to be willing to let it go and change it for themselves. So let's say a prime example I'll use is I like to run, and I like to run trails. And the truth is, I love to run downhill. And you know how many people have points of view about running downhill? A lot of people have points of view about running downhill. And then, not to mention all the people that I pass that have knee injuries or whatever. So I'll be running down a trail and I'll run past somebody, and within seconds of even being aware of them, my knee will start to hurt. I'll run a few steps past them and be like, who does that belong to? It's not mine. Return to sender. The pain immediately goes away. It's one of the funnest experiences I've had of seeing where we absorb other people's stuff and how quickly we can change it by just saying, who does this belong to, and return to sender. You don't have to carry around everybody else's stuff. You don't have to process everybody else's stuff. It's not your job. You know, everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own path. And isn't it more valuable for you to be working on your own? Like, so return to sender. And then there's another one, or, you know, return to sender piggybacks on who does this belong to. So you can literally just ask for every thought, feeling, and emotion, who does this belong to, and then return to sender. Those two go hand in hand. Who does this belong to, return to sender. Now, the truth is, you could probably just do return to sender. You don't have to ask, who does this belong to. Sometimes you might need that awareness, but most of the time, it doesn't really matter even whose it is or where it comes from. You don't have to carry it around. You don't have to have it. I was just in Global Foundation with Gary and Dane in Houston. Access Consciousness, again, has changed my life so dynamically, and I cannot praise these two enough for the change that they're affecting in the world and people's lives. I'm so eternally grateful for them. And I was in Global Foundation, and I was staying at a house that had a dog that had a hip problem. And you could tell, you know, she was, there were times that she was in pain. Well, being the, this, I don't know, this, I've had this capacity or this ability to feel, I guess, be empathic of other people's pains and stuff like that. I never really realized that I had that capacity with animals until this weekend. And then, like, within a couple days of being in this class, my right hip started to really bother me, and I was having trouble even lifting my leg. And I was like, wow, this is really fascinating. And it didn't dawn on me that the dog was having hip stuff until like another day later. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I am trying to take the pain away from the dog by taking the pain into my body. Well, like I said, that doesn't actually work. So, yep, sure enough, she was still in pain and limping around. And now I was in pain and limping around. So, with the help of Gary Douglas and some unraveling of that, I was able to really return that to sender and just get that it wasn't my job. And I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. That wasn't a possibility, you know. I had to let even the dog have her own journey in her own path. So I share that just so that you know that, like, you're not a victim to your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. Most of them aren't yours. So would you be willing to practice just returning them to sender? Asking, who does this belong to? Return to sender. And then knowing that you have free choice in your own life and living. We're going to take a short break here. We'll see you back here in a couple minutes.
Best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
What is magnificent about you that you've never acknowledged? Are you ready to let your own light shine? What if you were 1,000 times more potent and powerful than you give yourself credit for? What if there was a monthly call that is designed specifically to empower you to be all you can be? Would that be fun for you? Venus Castleberg is now offering a Magnificence monthly membership for only $50 a month. Mention this ad and receive 50% off. To register or for more information about the membership, events, and services, please go to www.venuscastleberg.com. Is now the time to be different?
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back. I forgot to mention, of course, that if you'd like to call in and ask questions, or you have anything that's coming up with you around what I'm saying, or just don't really even understand it and want me to explain it more, you are welcome to call in. You can call in to 202-570-7057, and I would love to talk to you. Anyway, back to our topic, clearing the road to impossible. So who does this belong to? Return to sender. And then the other great tool of access consciousness is interesting point of view. Interesting point of view, they have the point of view. Interesting point of view, I have the point of view. So I talked about believing that it was possible is the first step, and that clearing out other people's junk, like the naysayers, is also vital. And that's your parents, peers, teachers, anybody in your life. And it could be people you don't even know that, you know, they see your picture and they judge you, or they have a point of view about you, or maybe they send you something not so nice on Facebook, or, you know, get mad at you because you won't date them, whatever. I mean, there's a plethora of interesting points of view out there. And unfortunately, in everybody's interesting point of view, which is judgment, is often what sticks us, because we buy it as real and true. So if somebody says you're selfish, or somebody says that you're not nice, or whatever, and you maybe you weren't nice that day, but like you were having a bad day. Like everybody has bad days. So if you have a bad day and somebody was like, wow, you're really mean, and you take that point of view and you buy it as real and true, it sticks you. It actually stops you. I don't know if any of you read the copy for the first episode was kind of sharing the story about desiring to be a journalist and desiring to be like Dan Rathers and tell the news. And it was a fun little dream that I had when I was 17 years old. And my dad said, why don't you go get a real job? And I was like, well, that's really interesting, because I didn't know journalism wasn't a real job. But that being said, I believed him. And so I didn't go to the college that I wanted to go to, or for the major that I wanted to go to. And I didn't even really know what I wanted to go for. So then I went to another college and went for elementary education, and then dropped out because I didn't want to be an elementary education teacher. But that was a real job. So we often also not only have to do the return to sender, but we can do the interesting point of view practice with, and sometimes you're going to be aware of what people's thoughts are about you, even if they don't verbally say them. And that awareness can also stick us. So it's, again, it's just saying interesting point of view. You have that point of view. And then the judgments of ourselves. Oh, those tricky little judgments of ourselves. which are, by the way, also just interesting points of view. However, they are often what stop us. They're often what make us believe that we can't. There's some negative voice in the head that says, you can't have that. You can't do that. You can't be that. That's not possible for you. That's possible for everybody else. So everywhere where you bought that lie, that it wasn't possible for you, and that you bought that negative voice that everybody has in their head, where you destroy and uncreate it times a godzillion, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. It's vital that you don't let anybody stop you, including you. So clearing the road to the impossible is about going, okay, I'm not stopping. I'm going no matter what. I'm going to do whatever it takes. No matter what people believe, no matter what people say about me, no matter how many challenges I might have to go through, and how easy it can be. So there's also this belief that us having what it is that we really desire in life has to be hard and a struggle and is a lot of work. And if it's not a hard and a struggle and a lot of work, then it's not valuable. So everywhere where you bought that lie, would you destroy an uncreated times of godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and meons. The only failure in life is never trying. You can't fail if you're out there, like last radio show I talked about being in action and putting your sails out. Taking one step in front of the other, stepping outside your door. If you want to meet somebody, getting on a dating site, like going out and being social. If you want to grow your business, meeting people, being engaged. It is so vital in life to be engaged to create what it is that you desire. It doesn't happen by just sitting at home. You have to be engaged with people and with life. And now, how you do that could be totally different. I mean, so I said you can't sit at home. That's not true. Nowadays, with social media, you could sit at home because there is so much engagement that can happen by picking up your phone, by, you know, getting on social media, by joining an online class or a live teleclass. Or there are many ways that you can engage with the world now. Like I said, a dating site, and still stay home. And it does require some sort of engagement with the outside world, whether that's you actually going outside and meeting people, or meeting people online and getting connected, getting that connection. It really is a connection. Connecting with people. Connecting, and not just connecting with people. Connecting with yourself. Connecting with the earth. Connecting rather than disengaging. Rather than disconnecting. Rather than separating yourself from everyone and everything. You do have to be engaged to create what it is you desire in your life. Now, that being said, at the same time, you have to let go of the how. So you have these asks, these dreams, these things that you really want out there, and maybe they're bigger asks now. Maybe you're asking for more, and it's my hope, my target, that you write those down. And we'll talk more about that maybe later in this show, but maybe definitely in one of the following two shows about those times when I wrote things down and actualized things in my life. I'll share that story for sure. But going back to like being engaged and connecting with people, and then letting go of the how you want to create your dreams. So you're asking, you're writing it down, and then literally put the piece of paper away. Write it down. Write down big. Write down as big as you want to go, as big as you, and even go bigger than you think you can, for sure. And then put that piece of paper away. Don't put it somewhere where you never find it again. Put it somewhere where you know you're going to come across it again, but that it may be a while down the road. So a great example is I actually have and at times I journal a lot, and other times I journal a little bit, just do some gratitude every day. But if I was to write something down, I would write it down in a journal and maybe even write it down quite a few pages down the road. So that you know that when you write for those, I don't know, maybe 50, 100 pages in your journal, that you would come across this page of your ask. And I do that because when you ask for something and you let it go and then it comes back and you're like, oh my gosh, I actually did actualize that. That did happen. The universe did bring that to me. Because I'll guarantee almost guarantee that you'll ask for stuff and then you'll totally forget it. Or you'll forget the details of it, or, you know, all that stuff. So the asking and writing it down and then putting it somewhere where you stumble across it, then has you have those moments where you're like, wow, that really happened. And then letting go of the how. It's so hard to target out there, and we try to figure out how we're going to do that. A great example used to be, like, for me in business, I would know my bills and I would know what I needed to make every month. And then I would do this really bizarre thing. I think we all do it to some degree. But I would say, okay, I need to work this many hours or with this many people or do this many classes or do, you know, I would know kind of down to the number of what I needed to do to action my life. That gets a little sticky for a couple of different reasons. One, it limits what's possible. It kind of puts the universe's gifting to us into a box, and it makes it more finite. Like, it's like, okay, so I can only receive this much. The other way it limits us is you're the only person doing it. So I'll use myself as an example. If I knew how many hours I needed to work or how many clients I needed to have, and if I wasn't doing that, then somehow the money wouldn't come because it was linked to what I had to do. If you say, I want $1 billion, and maybe $1 billion is a little too far out there. Maybe you just want to make enough to cover your expenses in a year. Maybe you just like to say, I actually did a six-figure income. Whatever it is for you, right? Put that target out there. Write that down on a piece of paper. Put it away somewhere where you stumble across it someday. And let the universe figure out how. Now, I say that, and again, when you're in action and you're taking steps and your sales are up and you're moving, yes, the universe will guide you. And that's exactly what happens. The universe will guide you to the person that you need to talk to the place you need to be, if you are moving in motion, you will be guided. You will be directed where to go, who to ask what. You may not even realize when you're asking somebody a question what you're asking them about. And then suddenly they share this possibility with you and you're like, oh my gosh, you never know where the information is going to come from. You never know where the possibilities are going to come from. And you never, if you let go of the how you're going to have $100,000 in your bank account, then the universe can surprise you. There can be a multitude of possibilities and ideas that come in all the time. So, but if you've already decided, you know how it's supposed to look, how you're going to get there, how it's all going to happen, then you limit what's possible. You also limit the timing, because a lot of times we'll go, oh, I can do that if I see this many clients over the next 10 years. Well, what if the universe wants to give it to you in a year in a way you never imagined possible? Can you let go of the how? Can you let go of the need to know the details and let the universe surprise you? I guarantee the universe has it far greater ideas for you and gifts for you than you can ever imagine. I heard somebody say once, every failure is a step to success. And I just said, maybe 10 minutes ago, the only failure there really ever is never doing anything, not trying at all. Like, that's the only failure there really is. Because every failure, you do learn something. You do gain awareness. You do have some, you do get something from every choice you make. Now, the choice you make may actually make you go, okay, that wasn't that much fun. I don't want to choose that again. You don't have to, but you do have that awareness. It's a funny story. You may or may not believe in past lives, and that's totally fine. I'm not here to convince you of anything again. I personally do believe in past lives, and I think it's actually funny. You know, have you ever considered why maybe in this lifetime you're not a serial killer? Or why you're not like a raging person? Have you ever thought about that? Has that ever been a thought that crossed your mind? Would you consider that maybe you're not that in this lifetime because you did it in another lifetime and you didn't like it and it didn't work out for you, so you're not choosing it again? Every choice creates awareness. We've been and done it all. And we are being who we're being in this lifetime because we wanted to choose something different. We tried other things and we said, that didn't really work for me. I have a history of dating not so great men. And I went through kind of a pattern, you know, the same man, just a different body for a while, until I really got that, wow, this doesn't really work for me. And I got to such an honoring of myself that I was like, I would rather not have any relationship, any partnership in my life, if it wasn't creating greater for me and didn't generate more and wasn't a kindness to me and my body. I would rather actually be alone. And I really became very at ease and at peace with that. I just had this like knowing that I'm okay if I'm not in relationship. Like, I don't have to be in relationship. And then it was only in that space of going, okay, I'll continue that thought when we come back from this next break. If you'd like to call in to the radio show. I'd love to hear from you.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Who said life had to be hard and disempower you? What if all of life really could come to you with ease and joy? What if everything you saw as a wrongness of you was actually one of your greatest strengths? What if you could wake up every morning with a newfound sense of empowerment? Join Venus Castleberg to discover a world of infinite possibilities. Every weekday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, Morning Musings goes live on the Venus Castleberg CF Facebook page. What magic can we create every day?
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. they have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Back, this is Venus Castleberg. And I was talking right before the break. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this, like, you know, talk and then stop talking thing. I was talking about how I had this habit of kind of choosing relationships that didn't really work until I really got, you know what, I'm more committed to honoring myself and being there for myself than I am to just having a relationship, because somehow this society says you should have a relationship, you should be in partnership. And I just found that wasn't really working for me. So I was like, and I really got to having peace with myself with that. And then it was only in that space that something else completely different could show up. But it was a choice for me to go, I've tried that, I've done that, that didn't really work for me, I'm going to stop doing that now. And I could look back at all of those relationships and go, they were all failures, and I don't actually believe that with any of them. They were all a step to something greater. They were all lessons, places that I learned, things that I gained. Even just learning to have my own back was such a gift. And I got that from some of my partnerships that weren't that great, because I learned that I didn't need them to have my back. I needed to have my back. So it was just an example of like where we have chosen something, we've tried something, we could say it was a failure, and yet every step in your life, everything that you've done in your life up until now has brought you to this point. And I have no regrets. So it was interesting. I heard the story of Edison. I think we all have. Edison was obviously the guy who created the light bulb. But did you know he like tried to create the light bulb 1,000 times? It's funny, if you do Google search on it, like some people say it was 10,000 times. It may have been 10,000 times. I thought it was 1,000 times. It doesn't really matter. Let's just say it was a lot. He tried a lot. And he was interviewed by a reporter. And the reporter said, how did it feel to fail 1,000 times? And Edison replied, I didn't fail 1,000 times. The light bulb was an invention with 1,000 steps. Isn't that a brilliant response? Like 1,000, it just took 1,000 steps to invent the light bulb. He never once saw his trying as a failure. And he believed it was possible. His belief in that it was possible is what created the light bulb, truthfully. Because he believed it enough that every time he tried and had something not work out, he tried again, because he knew that he would get there. He knew he would create that. And he didn't give up. So if there's no failure, and every step brings us a step closer to what it is that what we desire, what we want to create, our dreams, then what else is really possible? Cool. So I have a caller, Joseph from Arizona. Welcome, Joseph.
Well, thank you. What a great show.
Thank you.
I love listening to you laugh, because I'm pretty much laughing at myself the whole time. something is that, and it's come up, and you talked about it. I know you talked about it in your first show about you have to put your sails up in order to get the boat moving and to create what you're really desiring in your life, and to kind of go along with what you were just talking about earlier about, you know, things that might be looking as failures. Is there anything that you do when you're, you know, when you hit a roadblock or when you're hitting maybe a stumbling block that might be seen as a failure, or like something that didn't work? Is there something that you would recommend? If I have struggles in business or in relationship, that I might be able to use.
Awesome. Great question. Thank you so much for calling in and asking that. And it's funny, this was actually something that I was going to talk about next, was like, when you feel like something's not working the way that you'd like it to work, a great tool in Access Consciousness is questions. And there's this constant encouragement to just be in question. If the universe is always conspiring for you, never against you, and everything is working out in your favor, even if you can't see how it's working out in your favor, then when this happens for me, I ask, what's right about this I'm not getting? Because something is right about it. There's something working in our favor, even if we can't see it in that moment. And sometimes the awareness comes right away, and sometimes the awareness comes a year later. The prime example was what I was just talking a little bit about, was being in a not so great relationship. And then finally really getting that I had my own back and taking care of myself and stepping up for myself in a way that I never had before. And then a year later, probably I look back. I don't regret that relationship at all, because it really got me to get my own back. So it really was conspiring for me, and albeit a very uncomfortable and not fun experience. but it was teaching me something. I was growing in some way. Even when I was in it, I couldn't quite see that. So the questions, there's three questions, actually key questions in Access Consciousness that I love and I use a lot, is what's right about this I'm not getting? What else is possible here that I haven't even considered? And how does it get any better than this? And you can ask those questions even if things are great, and you can ask those questions if things suck. It changes the energy of them regardless. Does that make sense, Joseph?
Oh, yeah. That makes a ton of sense. Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah. Great. Did you have any other questions?
I'm just going to keep laughing because this is the whole you got to put your sales thing up. I was actually talking with someone that I work with, and she was trying to figure out how to change things in her life. And it was after I had listened to your show last week that I just shared that concept of you have to make a choice to put your sails up and step out. And I want to thank you for that, because I know that changed a lot for her just in the last 5 days since I shared that with her. So thank you again.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling in and listening. So questions change the energy of everything. Conclusions stop the energy. They stop what's possible. Conclusions can be those interesting points of view and those judgments we were talking about. Like, they really do interrupt what's possible when you're judging yourself or you're judging what's happening in your life, rather than going, wow, that's an interesting point of view, and what's right about this I'm not getting. That question can help you perceive that the gears of the universe are all working together to create this masterpiece. I used to think of our lives as a puzzle, And every piece of the puzzle, even the pieces that like kind of look ugly and they don't really look that great, and they're kind of dark and maybe they're even like pitch black, and like if you look at that piece of a puzzle by itself, it doesn't amount to much. It's like, oh, okay, that's and you might have some interesting points of view about it, some judgments about it, like, oh, that's kind of ugly, that's right. Same thing with things that happen in your life. Oh, that wasn't really a great thing that happened. That wasn't, you know, a fun experience. That was really kind of hard, right? That was ugly. That wasn't one of my finer moments, you know, whatever those are. And however, if you put every piece of your puzzle together that makes up your entire life, it is this beautiful masterpiece. And that masterpiece is not possible without all of the pieces. You can't have a puzzle with a couple of missing pieces and not be focusing on those missing pieces. So as much as we might want to delete the negativity, the things that happened that weren't that great, they are all contributing to your greatness. They are all contributing to your life, the living, and everything becoming possible. And every choice you make in your life creates that awareness. We talked about, you know, like you can choose something until it really isn't working for you anymore, and then choose something different. But there is no right or wrong choice. There's no good or bad choice. There's just choice. So you get to choose. And then again, if it doesn't, you don't like it, if you can choose something different. So if you have a piece of your puzzle you don't like, you still need that piece of puzzle for your masterpiece. And yet you can move on to the next piece. You can create something else with the next one. You don't have to keep going back to the things that don't work for you. You get to choose. And then as you keep choosing the things that work for you and let go of the things that don't work for you for you, then you keep moving forward and the universe keeps guiding you. It keeps steering you. It keeps going, okay, let's go this way. Let's do this. Let's try this. Let's meet this person. Let's ask that person. Let's talk to this person. I don't know, random things, start a radio show. Hey, it happens. It happened for me. That was the whisper of the universe. It was like, you should start a radio show. I was like, what? No, I don't think I should do a radio show. I don't think I should talk for an hour. Well, for an hour. And enjoying it. And thank you for being here and listening. So just to kind of review those tools that are so great in Access Consciousness is, who does this belong to? Return to sender. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view, or interesting point of view. You have that point of view. That negates stops the judgment. That, you know, and all the interesting points of view that everybody has about whether you can or can't do something. You can do anything. Anything that you choose to do, you can do. Anything that you believe in, you can do. Edison believed in a light bulb. You can create anything if you believe in it. And if you don't believe in it, then you want to destroy and uncreate that. Everything that is times a Godzilla, we destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, neons. You're still living your life or cannot do. And would you be willing to prove them wrong? Now. And anything that doesn't allow you to choose a life that works for you and let go of everybody else's points of view, will you destroy and uncreate it? Times a God saying, right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine, shorts, boys, and eons. You really can be anything. You can choose anything. You can have anything. Anything is possible. So next week we're going to, we did Dreaming of the Impossible last week, Clearing the Road to the Impossible this week. And then next week, I want to dive into actualizing the impossible. Like, how do we bring it to fruition? How do we, and not the how, because I just told you guys to let go of the how. I'm cute. but what is it that you have to be or do different to actualize things in your life? It's about who you're being about it, what you believe about it, and even what you know is possible. Because there's a knowing underneath all of that that you maybe never even acknowledged. So everything that doesn't allow you to acknowledge your own knowing, would you destroy and uncreate at times a godzillion? Right, wrong, good, bad, puck, pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Thank you for being here. This is Venus Castleberg. Looking forward to next week.